Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Mandalay Maid Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see a Mandalay Maid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. On March 2nd, President Donald J. Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to three U.S. Army soldiers for acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty. The nation's highest honor was given to Command Sergeant Major Terry P. Richardson, U.S. Army retired, to Master Sergeant Roderick Roddy W. Edmonds posthumously, and Staff Sergeant Michael H. Ollis, or Ollis posthumously as well. On Tuesday, March 3rd, the United States Army inducted Richardson of Fairgrove into the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes' Distinguished Roster, which is the Defense Department's permanent display of those who received the Medal of Honor. Richardson was recognized for his bravery during the Vietnam War. On September 14, 1968, Richardson's platoon was ambushed by a North Vietnamese battalion near Loc Ninh. Despite heavy machine gun fire, Richardson went forward three different times to rescue three wounded soldiers. After that, he climbed a hill despite being wounded by a sniper to give orders and coordinates away from his unit, which helped to protect his unit. By doing that, he is credited with saving the lives of 85 fellow soldiers. And in Saginaw, the long, quiet fairgrounds are starting to stir again, this time with plans for green space instead of grandstands. City officials are moving ahead with the first step in transforming the part of the old Saginaw County Fairgrounds into a public park. The project focuses on a one-acre section of the larger 52-acre property where planners say the groundwork is being laid for future redevelopment. At the center of the effort is a familiar landmark, the historic gatehouse built back in 1929. The city has now prepared bid documents to hire a construction team that will fully restore the structure, giving it new life as a centerpiece of the park. Plans for the site include small parking area, walking trails, landscaping, lighting, and signs that highlight the fairground's history. Funding for the improvements is coming from Federal American Rescue Plan dollars, along with several grants, including support from the Saginaw Community Foundation and the Michigan Conservation Fund. City planners say the park may only cover an acre, but it's meant to spark something much larger. The surrounding land, more than 50 acres, could eventually become a mixed-use development with housing and businesses. Officials say the goal is simple: turn a once idle property into a welcoming gateway into Saginaw and help kickstart new development along the East Genesee Corridor. When we come back after this Amanda Lang Made Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
Looking for insurance that fits your life? Amanda Lang May with Farmers Insurance has you covered. Whether it's protecting your car, home, or business, Amanda will craft a plan tailored to your needs. She can even help with Aflac, Medicare, and commercial coverage, ensuring you're protected at every stage of life. With personalized service and expert advice, Amanda Lang May makes insurance simple and stress-free. Are you ready to get the coverage you deserve?
Hi, this is Amanda Lang May with Farmers Insurance. Call me today at 989-704-3409 and let's build a plan that fits your future.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to more local news, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners have called for two public hearings for next month. The hearings, which will be in the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Carroll, are regarding transferring of duties from the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners to the County Board of Commissioners. There will be a hearing at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April 2nd, and another hearing at 7 p.m. on April 7th. The purpose of the public hearings are to receive public comments regarding whether to transfer the powers, duties, and functions of the Board of Tuscola County Road Commissioners to the Tuscola County Board of County Commissioners. Having to conduct two public hearings are required before the County Board Commissioners can take over the county's Road Commission operations. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Lang Maid Farmers Insurance in Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Lang Maid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.